This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Oh, fuck, dude. Oh, fuck. What is this, $398? Don't worry, I didn't do edibles. I did something that might have been worse. No, let's not over-exaggerate here, but I've kind of been eating like shit. I had In-N-Out 2 days ago. And then yesterday, I had a whole truffle mushroom pizza to myself, a whole one from Trader Joe's. I've got the boxes right here, me and my girl, not trying to put her on blast, but we each just individually had one. And at first I was like, oh, maybe we can share it. I'm glad she did. Yeah, 720 calories for one whole pizza. How much sodium's in this bitch? 66% of the sodium you're supposed to have in your daily value I just had in one pizza. There's other things in here that are good, like calcium. 30% of your calcium, that's good. Iron, potassium, no vitamin D. 26 grams of protein. Dude, and I'm hecka hungry. I've been fasting like a lot this whole year. It's February. and so I might be getting a call in the next like 15 to 30 minutes. So I don't know how long this podcast is going to be, or I could just not be getting a call at all for the next hour. And I'm all yours. Got some work to do, boy. But we'll see. Today is February 23rd. 2026. I almost said 2026. People don't say that no more, huh? We're just locked in. Kind of like how nobody says 1,000. Nobody ever said 1,900. It's always just been 1900s. So yeah, I had that pizza from Trader Joe's. I know we were talking about Trader Joe's yesterday or last episode. And so I had Trader Joe's. I had Willie's Bagels. I don't know if you guys know about Willie's Bagels. Pretty good. The bagel was pretty good. It was only like my second time there. I've had it before, but people have just got it for me. But that was my second time ever actually pulling up to the restaurant. And then I tried their energy drink. It's called a Renegade. But the Renegade, I asked a lady at the counter what... How much caffeine is in it? And she just kind of looked at me like, it's a soda. And I'm like, what? I always thought these were energy drinks. So then she like turns and looks. And she was kind of like, there's a little in it. And it's just, give me a number, you know? Give me a number. And then my friends are trying to look it up. They don't have a number. I need milligrams. I need numbers. So I'm glad I had a cup of black coffee before I ate there. Dude, I'm so hungry. Like, it's kind of crazy when you stop fasting. And then last night, I had Wendy's. I had Wendy's, man. And I've been crazy. I don't regret it. Chicken sandwich. I've never had a burger from Wendy's before. And I'm trying to see. Yeah, I guess it's been about 12 hours at least. It's probably been closer to 13 hours of me fasting. But I think I can hold off a little bit. I have some waffles. I kind of want to make some waffles. Hold on. Oh, somebody texted me. I was thinking maybe don't open the door. Sorry, I'm getting texts. You can probably hear my fucking... I'm doing this off my phone today. My other camera is... My other camera's charging. Oh my God. I really need to watch it. I need to watch my temper. I feel like I let out, and I don't think it's that bad. For the most part, I feel like 90% of the time I let out my anger on this podcast. And I don't think I've been that unhinged lately. I mean, maybe I have been the last 5 years, 6 years, but if this was a popular podcast and somebody took the time to make clips, they would take this, quote it, and then cut to just a compilation of me fucking freaking out. But we're not successful. We don't rage out that much. I wonder how much I would have to fucking be unhinged to, like, you know, get attention. I don't know. I've been pretty unhinged, but I feel like if I was clout hungry or really wanted the attention, I'd probably be wasting more money than I already am, honestly. So yeah, I had Wendy's. I'm all over the place. I'm sorry. But yeah, dude, I just got off the phone, off a text message, and it's just, you say one thing and then people are like, no. And then months later, weeks later, people are just, you know what? Never mind. You're right. And it's just, fuck, man. It's just, why can't people listen to you? And sometimes I guess it's your job to have people listen to you. You know, it's up to you to kind of enforce your fucking game plan or whatever you've got going on. And it's just, I don't know. I was being kind of vague. I feel like there's more info that I could share on that. It's like, specifically women, dude. It's like, why is everything a fucking jigsaw puzzle, man? I have no sisters. I do. I have a half-sister, but I never grew up with her, you know? I don't have much experience with women, except for my mom. Okay? When you're a child, women treat you differently. Women are nice. And they're just that, you know, oh, how are you doing? Oh, you know. And then once you just, I feel like once you get to fucking 17 or 18, like once you get out of high school, they just, it's different. I'm not making myself clear. I'm aware. I'm trying, if you're patient with me, it'll make sense. But it's just, dude, like growing up, it was just my mom that was being a woman. And I just thought, oh, it's just my mom. You know, my mom be tripping. And I kind of was like a leftist or whatever, you know, women and men are equal. Let's be fair. Let's give them a fair shot. But now that I'm older, it is just like, now it makes sense why we are where we are. I'm like shaking my head right now, just crazily. I'm dizzy with just how my head is spinning around, dude. And it's just, I know, trigger warning, I'm about to sound hella misogynistic, but it's just, it's like, bro, we need each other. Don't get me wrong. Like, women and men need each other. Let's just, maybe I won't sound misogynistic, actually, maybe, because if the world was ran by men, which it is, but, like, if there was, like, no women, like, at all, you know, that's a little extreme. I don't know how to, a regular fucking goy man, that's a word, that's a new word that everybody's saying, and I kind of been saying it with my friends lately, goys, it's a non-Jewish person, peasants, basically, but, dude, your average goy, like the average man needs a, like me, I'm an average guy. I'm not rich. I don't have power. All I do is I have a podcast. That's it. I have a podcast. I rap and I'm in a band. And I have my life. I have my hobbies. I have my animals. I have my stuff. I have my things. I am a human being. I have got a personality, but I am a man. And I'm messy, you know? There's certain things that won't get done in this household without a woman. Sometimes I think about it, man. If my wife were to fucking just drop dead right now, it's like, how long is it gonna be until I fucking, you know, organize something, you know, or like just clean things up? I give my wife access to my room. I don't give a fuck. I got nothing to hide. And, you know, she'll move things around. She'll clean things up. And I'm just a creature of habit. You know, I put something somewhere and I keep it there forever until it just doesn't work or something breaks. You know what I mean? I don't get new things. And by new things, I'm talking about I don't even know if I'm complaining, you know? I don't even know, dude. But you get older. And I'm not even that old. I'm 31. But maybe you should know. I feel like 31 is an acceptable age to just be like, bitches be tripping and actually, like, you know, have reasoning and experience towards it. Bottom line, your grandma's a bitch. Shout out Marco, dude. Remember that? It's like I did a podcast on Mother's Day and he was listening to it, and I guess I told a story and I was like, bottom line, your grandma's a bitch. And ever since then, that's kind of been the inside joke. Bottom line, bottom line, bottom line. The fuck is a bottom line? Yeah, man, bitches be tripping. And that's just like the most rude way to put it. But it's just, I don't know, man. When I interact with other men that have got a wife or something like that, it just, I feel like there's this unspoken rule. Or like the more you get to know, it's kind of like when you say something's gay and you're kind of like feeling it out first, you know? Like, you don't want to say something's gay to somebody who just is fucking gay. But then after a while, it's like, oh, you're part of that humor. You like calling things gay. That's like level one. And then level two is just like, you know, bitches be tripping. That's level two, bitches be tripping. And I feel like I'm being very vague with bitches be tripping, but I feel like if I elaborate, I'm not really going to help myself. I'm just going to dig myself in a bigger hole. But it's just, I'll just say this, man. Women, all, like, in general, women are some of the most, and I'm talking about human women, human females, particularly ones that were born females, not these used-to-bes, particularly biological women are indecisive as fuck, dude. Like, here's an example. Here's an example of something that I grew up on, and I'm sorry, Mom. I'm sorry, Mom. This is, I hope, I don't know if my mom, I don't think my mom listens to my podcast, but this is, I'm specifically using my mom as an example, but it's a lighthearted example. It's an experience that I went through that I would like to share with the world that I think is a very, very good example of bitches be tripping. All right? So I grew up, like, all throughout high school, this happened. Maybe even middle school, but at least for like 4 years of my life, my mom wanted to paint the inside of our house. No big deal, right? No big deal. And by the way, podcast, I'm going through this right now with my wife, but I'm trying to not have what happened with my mom happen. Now, we had a big house, not trying to brag. It was a pretty big house for the small family. It was a two-story house. I'll get into two-story houses later. I'm trying to stay on track with this story, but there's a lot of fucking walls to paint. It was a lot of fucking walls to paint. And my mom painted, like, the whole house was white. Just white walls everywhere, like a solitary confinement room, which is fine, honestly. I could, you know, as a man, it's fucking white. Nothing wrong with it. Now, my mom paints one of the rooms, not even the room, just a wall. She paints one wall fucking navy blue. Maybe even darker. It was like so dark, it was borderline purple. And she wanted to, you know, see how it was, I guess. Mind you, actually, now that I say this out loud, I think the reason why she painted the wall is because I was playing darts. And before I was...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Playing darts, I was just throwing shit at the wall. That was kind of bad. And I was making holes in the wall. That was my problem. And so I was, like, I would grab knives and I would throw them, like throwing knives, and get them stuck to the wall. I thought that was cool. Okay, that's my bad. And then my parents, to solve that, they got me a dartboard. So I'd play it with a dartboard. And, you know, sometimes you miss the dartboard and it would go straight into the wall. And then, shit, it's kind of got me thinking right now about my garage, because I've got a dartboard in the garage. Damn, I'm only like halfway through my coffee. I would try to put foam, not foam, styrofoam? Is that what it's called? Styrofoam? And I've been living here, what, 4 years? Holy shit, it's about to be 5 years of me living here. Is it? Okay, there's not too many holes on my wall, which is, that's cool. That's not so bad. We could fix that. These are just little, I'm trying to look at like, where's the worst hole? That's not so bad. Let's throw some darts. Okay, so I'm telling the story, right? So my mom paints one wall navy blue. And basically, that bitch stayed navy blue. And then I think like later on, the downstairs became like green or something, or yellow. And that was just, and this, she couldn't decide. And I bring it up, and I still don't really remember my mom's reasoning. When we first moved into the house, I do remember they were painting everything. I don't know what they were painting it, actually. And then I had my best friend's family help. Shout out to AJ. Just had a dream about that motherfucker last night, too. I texted him the dream and everything. But we painted it all white. And then my mom painted my room. She did, like, this design, like, splotches of blue or something. That was pretty nice. And no, I don't think a man can do that unless they're like a little bit gay or they're just a painter, and that's their thing. So I don't know. Now that I'm glad I'm doing this podcast. I'm glad I'm talking myself out loud, because maybe I'm just being a little over exaggerating on the bitches be tripping. And my dad never, you know, did anything about it. He never yelled at my mom or anything about. You know, my dad did. He went to work. He went to work, and so I feel like going to work is a great excuse for to not have your wife make you do shit. That's a very great excuse. And now that I'm older, I used to just be like, oh yeah, I just want to fucking hang out with my girlfriend. I don't want to like do things. I don't want to work. But now I get it. I was like, why do people like working overtime? Why do people like working 50, 60 hours a week? And now I get it. Now I totally get it. It's to get away from their fucking families, dude. Because at least, I mean, depending on your job, if you've been working your job for a while or you're used to it, you kind of know what the fuck you're doing. Rather than being at home and just staring at walls for fucking hours on how you want to paint it or whatever. By your other boss, your wife, your indecisive boss. So there's that. And so basically we just had this happen. I mean, I guess I'll put my story out. My girl wants to get rid of the fucking roses. And I remember telling her, like, are you sure? They're kind of pretty. And she's like, no, I want them out because we're going to redo everything anyway. So let's just keep it. And I'm like, whatever. So I'm having Peter come through. Peter's Mexican, so I trust him. And, you know, I just want him to get rid of my weeds. But the weeds might turn into, you know, okay, he want, now let's get rid of the roses. And I'm like, yeah, get them uprooted or whatever. And he's coming through with a fucking chainsaw. And I always tell him, focus on the weeds first before you focus on the roses. But my wife wants to get rid of the fucking roses. So I'm like, all right, you know what? Go ahead. I don't want to. I don't want to get rid of the roses. I think we can work around them or whatever. But now, just now, Peter is supposed to be here within the next 10 minutes or an hour. Now my wife texts me, maybe keep the roses. Fucking shit. You know? I took a shit, by the way, so there's no... There's none of that's going to happen. Let me just let me see. I told Peter, and he just texted me. I'm literally telling Peter, bitches be tripping. Oh, now I'm telling Peter. Sorry. It's fucking work, dude. God damn. I just went through a spat of fucking, hunger. But now that I talked, it's gone. Fuck me. So I don't want to kill myself. Thought I'd share that. Don't want to kill myself. What else? What else is going on with me? I don't want to kill myself. Dude, I'm worried about like all this bullshit I've been eating, and I wonder if fasting helps bring down diabetes and your glucose levels and all of that shit. My cholesterol. I didn't have any beef though, you know, yesterday at least. That was the best thing about yesterday's. I didn't have any beef. But there's a part of me that's like, let's see how long, let's see if I can go like 3 days without eating, you know? I don't know. I'm hungry. It kind of went away though. This coffee is kind of helping suppress my hunger. I'm on black coffee. Remember the other episode? I was fucking just complaining. It's because there was nutmeg in there. I don't know if I made that clear. There was nutmeg, and I was just drinking straight up nutmeg and black coffee. I just seen the fucking table shift, bro. I think I'm hallucinating. I think I'm tripping. Ugh. Yeah, I've definitely had more coffee than water. Let me drink some more.
pretty empty-headed episode, if you ask me. I think I'm going to keep it short. We're gonna end it right here. It's been about
29 minutes. We'll drag it on, I guess, for another 30 minutes or so. Just took an allergy pill. What else is going on in my life? Nothing really exciting, really. Just experiencing life, just enjoying it. I skated yesterday. That really made me happy. Did a couple of kick flips. Did a lot of tray flip attempts. Just kind of skied it around. Didn't really do. I'm trying to think. How long was I skating for? Yeah, it was like a 2 hour session. I think two, maybe three. It was like a 3 hour session. Yeah. There's no rain today. So. Oh, wow, actually. Oh, no. Oh, the air quality's good. This is what my life has come to, looking at the air quality and. Supposed to be going to Arizona in a little bit. I'm super hyped for that. That's in like fucking 3 months. Is it? Is it three? Yeah, it's 3 months. That's a fucking while from now, huh? That's almost halfway through the year. I still can't believe 9 months ago we went to the boardwalk. That was just crazy to think about. Oh, fuck. Oh, man. So, what else? I didn't really feel much yesterday skating, to be honest. There's a couple of things that I did not catch on camera. Did a couple board slides. Did a couple transition shits. Did a couple of rock to fakies. I kind of want to do a rock and roll. I've never done a rock and roll before. I was trying to axle stall, but I kept moving. I wasn't really stalling. You know something that's weird that I do, that I feel like a lot of people do? Every time I'm done skating, I like to just kind of stare at my board and look at the damage that's been done. I love looking at my trucks, the grind marks on it, and be like, I did that. You know, I'll inspect everything. I'll inspect the wheels and be like, oh, look, I got a chip right there on the wheel. I'll roll them wheels. I'll see how the bearings sound. My board sounds a little like waterlogged. I don't know what that's all about, but there's that. Yeah. Oh. There's that. Type shit. I was trying to hippie jump yesterday, and I felt like such a pussy. I've never hippie jumped nothing before. Like over something, you know? I was trying to hippie jump from over a rail. It was pretty nuts that I couldn't do that, to be honest. It was kind of humiliating. I never do that. And I'm just like, why the fuck? Why the fuck can I do this? It was very humiliating. It's just a jump. It's crazy how there's like certain things that you can't really do. At least me. You can't really do on a skateboard that you would think are easy. But you can like kind of do other things. Because you just practice so much at it. Like how the fuck can I kickflip but I can't hippie jump? Right? That's kind of... That's kind of nutty. That is kind of nutty. I'm gonna do that hippie jump. I'm gonna do that hippie jump shit. That's fucking insane. Well, yeah, I guess I'm out of steam, man. I just want to talk about bitches be tripping, but that kind of, I didn't really last too long. I already took a shit today. So let's check my messages. No, nothing. Just some more work shit. Gonna go do some work on the computer, put some things together, and then just get my life going, get my life over with. So I'll catch y'all later. This is a quick episode. I kind of had a feeling it was gonna be a quick episode. Peter should be calling me any minute now, and so I guess I'll just end it before I get interrupted. So I'll see y'all later. Y'all take it easy. Goodbye.